Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest in the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, send us an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. So excited today, I got my friend Heather DeRocco with us from Connected Life Chiropractic. Hey, Heather, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So, Heather, can you save me? This is flu season. I'm a professor. I'm a networker. I'm shaking hands, hugging people all day long. How do I avoid getting the flu? Because I'm getting pretty scared, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think most people are. In this time of season, everybody's getting sick. And so I think some of the biggest things to really pay attention to and remember, and why it's so prevalent now instead of, say, in the summer or like late spring, is kind of for many different reasons. So one, we have less sun, which is less vitamin D, which helps to boost our immune system. So taking a vitamin D supplement can help. And then also, starting in October, a lot of the kids start to get sick because we have Halloween, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas. And all in that time frame, Valentine's Day, they're getting so much chocolate and sugar. So chocolate and sugar decrease the immune response. So a lot
never
of
knew that.
It like crashes your immune system pretty quickly. So we're not having a lot of our vegetables. We're more on the go. We're higher stressed because of all of the holiday shopping and craziness that we know is coming. So really taking care of you, making sure you're eating healthy, getting some vitamin D, getting fresh air. And then also chiropractic can really help because we look at how much stress is on the nervous system. So this is a really stressful time. When you have a lot of stress on your nervous system, your immune system is run by that, and that also causes it to crash. So making sure that you're getting adjusted helps out.
God, I've learned so much already. This is amazing. Now, all kidding aside, when people think of chiropractic care, they think, you know, they've been in an accident, they fell. But it's just so much more than that. So can you talk to me a little bit about the relationship between chiropractic care and high blood pressure? Chiropractic care can actually help?
Yeah, it's actually one of the, like, biggest ways to lower it. Again, has to do with how much stress is on your body. So your brainstem, which comes from the brain, at the bottom of the brain, sits in between your first two vertebrae in your spine, called your atlas and your axis. So if you have a misalignment up in the top of your spine, you're going to raise your stress response in your body. When your stress response raises, you become in that fight or flight, really stressed out state. Once that happens, your blood pressure starts to rise because your body, instead of being normal, as they say, 120 over 80, when you're stressed out, your blood pressure has to elevate to then adapt and help you function at that stressed out state. So that's what the adjustments do. We look to see if there's misalignments up top, if you're holding any stress up top. And if you are, we can gently adjust those vertebrae back into alignment, decreasing the fight or flight, lowering your stress response, which then over time allows your blood pressure to come down and start to normalize on its own.
So one of the other things that I was super surprised about chiropractic care is how it can help with pregnancy. I've had some women I know that are pregnant, and they just worship their chiropractor. Tell me how it all works.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing. So, again, we really focus with pregnant women on their pelvis because that's where, you know, they're having so much changes. All of their ligaments are becoming more lax because of the hormone relaxin that's been going through the body. So as their body starts to relax more, a lot of them can start to have some back pain or some sciatic pain, depending on how the baby's sitting, or just uncomfortableness in general. So we really work to balance that pelvis. So we'll take a look to make sure that your hips are balanced, the tailbone's balanced, and then that gives the baby the most comfortable position because everybody wants baby head down. The baby won't go head down if it goes that way and it's uncomfortable. It then flips and becomes, they say, the baby's breech. So a lot, we focus a lot on the sacrum, on the hips, and then the ligaments in the front called the round ligaments to make sure that those are balanced and not tight. That way the baby, again, can get comfortable. And then the more comfortable the baby is, the more comfortable the mom is. And it results in less labor, easier labor, less symptoms of like heartburn and pain in general and headaches. So overall, it's just really good for the mom. And then it gets a better nerve flow because the baby's developing off the mom. So the healthier the mother is, the better and healthier the baby can be in utero. So as you get a better nerve flow for the mom, you get a better nerve flow to the baby and greater development.
So now, speaking of babies, you can actually adjust babies. Is that true?
Yes. Yes. It's actually so easy, and it's one of my, like, things that I love to do because I've gone to the hospital after some of my patients have had their kids. They've called to say, can you come in? So people think about all of the trauma that the mother has gone through during labor and delivery, but they don't think about the baby. And the baby's going through just as much. It's just they're a little more flexible. So when they come out, again, we check that top of their neck, the atlas and the axis, because as they're coming out, a lot of times, even if it's like a normal natural birth, there's a lot of, once the head comes out, there's a lot of rotation and force from like the doctors to try to help the baby the rest of the way come out, especially, and that's in a normal one. So then if it's like a forceps, vacuum, or C-section, there's definitely, they've shown up to 70 pounds of pressure put on the baby's head and neck to get the baby out.
Holy crap.
So, and then the baby starts screaming and crying, and everybody's like, oh, I don't know why this baby won't stop crying. It has colic. It has acid reflux. It has this. And a lot of it just has to do, again, with that stress and trauma that they went through and the misalignments up at the top of the neck causing them to just cry because they're babies and that's all they know what to do when they are uncomfortable and can't communicate.
Now, that's amazing. So now, I've had some friends that suffered from allergies, and they also worship their chiropractor. How does that all play out?
Yep. So, again, it just goes back to the nervous system and how healthy and adaptable your nervous system is. So the nervous system really consists of the brain, the spinal cord, and your nerves in your body. So the healthier you are and the less stress that is on that, you're able to adapt. So if I walk into a room and there's a cat and I'm not allergic and you walk into a room and there's a cat and you're allergic, it's like the cat's no different to either of us. So what is different between us that's causing you to respond and me not to? And a lot of it has to do with the stress on your nervous system and if you're in that fight or flight or if you're more in that relaxed. The more relaxed your nervous system, the more you can adapt to things like cat dander and pollen and different food intolerances. The higher your stress level, your body's already doing so much to adapt and to fight that it's just like, I've had enough. This cat just pushed me over the edge. I can't adapt anymore. And so that's what we take a look at again as chiropractors is how much stress is on that nervous system. So that's what it really comes back to every time. And that's why people say, oh, I've heard it can help with headaches, allergies, ADHD, asthma, because we're taking a look at you as a whole person and saying how much stress is on this body and why can't this body adapt anymore and what can we do, where can we gently adjust to then get it to better adapt and better function.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, we started this show with the misconception people have about chiropractic care. You know, most of us, when we think of it, we think of you when we're in pain. But I should also see it when I'm not in pain to kind of optimize my body?
Yeah. Yep. So that's, I mean, pain is what generally brings people in. But the people that stay long-term and are like lifetime patients, as we like to call them in the office, they get that, okay, I've been having this issue, whatever it is, because of the stress on my body. So we've worked through and we've decreased the stress, and my body's now functioning better. I can sleep better, breathe better, digest better, just live life happier. And so a lot of them stay on for weekly or every other week adjustments because they want to keep that stress level low so that way they're able to adapt and enjoy the life they have. So if you don't have pain, a good time to get in is really when you don't, because then we can see where you're at. And if you have a low stress level, then we just kind of maintain you there and we keep you at that level. And then as you, you know, grow older, you're not saying, oh, I'm now 60 and it sinks getting old. I have all these aches and pains that, I mean, I have 80-year-olds in my office who aren't complaining about it. So the healthier your body is, the more you can enjoy life. So just doing it proactively allows you to enjoy life longer.
So I actually met a woman who became a chiropractor because of headaches. You know, as a high school student, you know, she'd go home crying. She had such migraines, stay in the dark. No one could figure out what to do until she went to a chiropractor, got adjusted, and the headache stopped. How does that all play
out? Yep. So, again, it was she just had some stress on her nervous system. So if you go to the doctor or, you know, specialists, and they're going to run their imaging, they're going to run their x-rays, their MRIs, make sure, you know, there's no big major reason causing this, these headaches, especially in younger people. And if they rule all that out, then they really have no other options. They kind of just say, okay, well, here's this pill, and when you have a headache, take it or take it every day so that you don't get them. But it's not really figuring out what's causing the headache. And so, again, that's what we look at. So in the office, I have a scanner which tells me how much, through two tests, it kind of analyzes how much stress is on your nervous system. And, again, if there's a ton of stress on your nervous system, you could have any symptom. So the headaches could just be coming from all of the stress on her body. And then if kids, I mean, a lot of them, so first they're sitting all day in school looking down. And then they're on their cell phones as teenagers in middle school. They're playing video games. They're living more of a sedentary lifestyle than an active one. So all of that looking down reverses the curve in the neck. And once that happens, your head's like a bowling ball. So if you hold the bowling ball close to your chest and it's 10 pounds, and then you hold that same bowling ball outright, it feels heavier when you bring it out, even though it's still 10 pounds. Well, if your head is supposed to be over your shoulders, but from looking down all day, it's now falling forward and bringing your head forward, that puts extra stress on the shoulders, on your muscles through that lower neck, upper neck, because the head starts to become heavier every time, every, like, centimeter forward, your head starts to fall.
So, Heather, I got about 2 minutes left. Walk me through the process of becoming a patient. Where's the office located? How do people go about making their first appointment?
So we are located in Tewksbury at 1215 Main Street, Unit 111. They can either find me on the website and either email for an appointment at connectedlifechiro.com, or they can call the office at 978-455-3531. And then we can kind of get them the paperwork and get them scheduled to come in.
So what happens? Is there a typical first patient analysis?
Yep. So after we start with the history and kind of really look at you as a whole person and what's going on and how do we, where are we going from here? Then we kind of explain what we're going to do. And from there, we'll take a look at your posture. So posture is the window to the spine. We want to see if you're carrying your weight evenly or if you're imbalanced from side to side. Then we take a look at your range of motion, how your whole spine is moving through all of these ranges. We like them to move evenly in each direction. If you're decreased in one direction versus the other, it tells us that, again, there may be some misalignments. Then, like I said, I have that scanner in the office, which through two tests tells me how much stress you're holding on your nervous system. And then after that, if we feel that you need any x-rays or anything, I actually send out for those. And if you needed those, you would just go get those. And then you would, once you had them, you'd come back. We would take a look at them. And then as long as everything looks good, we would get you adjusted. And then from there, on the visit, we then go over the x-rays with you and the scans and kind of show you what's going on and then kind of what we think is best for you.
Awesome, Heather. I really appreciate you taking the time to call into the show today. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, have an amazing day. Bye now.
Bye. Thank you.